yeah.
And they just...
all my life. Mm-hmm. And that's a long time.
Well, if they call it anything else, it had to be pretty long ago before we quit.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I was... Yeah, that's why I was surprised that... And my grandmother used to call those things dog irons. And that's why I was surprised that you never had ever heard that, because mm-hmm. I thought that was...
I have heard of dog irons, but I've never... call them that.
Oh, but you have heard that?
Yeah, I heard, uh-huh. We had some cook.
Mm-hmm.
She always called it dog iron, mm-hmm. but we didn't. We called it andirons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. I thought maybe a long time ago they might have used that more.
There's not many people that have andirons now. They have these old things, you know, like brace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't call those andirons. I don't know what to call
what they call those either. Well, I want in a house, the area at the top of the house, just underneath the roof, what would they call that?
A what?
The area at the top of the house, you know, between the ceiling and the top of the house. Like on the second floor.
Oh, they'd call it the attic.
The attic?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the old days, did you ever hear anybody call it the loft?
Loft in a barn.
Uh-huh. Oh, loft was in the barn, and mm-hmm. attic was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was the kitchen like?
Well, it had, we had a dish pan, tablecloth, and had a dish pan. And then we had, of course, kitchen utensils
mm-hmm.
to cook in,
mm-hmm.
but we had iron pots,
oh.
and for preserves we had brass kettles, great mm-hmm. big brass, because we put up such mm-hmm. quantities,
mm-hmm.
you know, you couldn't buy things,
mm-hmm.
and the only time you could get a loaf of bread would be Christmas time.
Oh.
You always made your biscuits and your cornbread. And your crackling bread.
I see.
And
yeah.
That's what I love.
Uh-huh.
Crackling bread.
Crackling bread.
When it's made well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call furniture and stuff that you might have around that you didn't want to throw away, but that things like that you just sort of store? What did they call that?
Mm-hmm. Rubbish, I guess.
Rubbish. That's what I was. Yeah. Well, did you have a room or a little house to store things like that in?
No, we put in this smokehouse.
Oh, you'd put it
in? It was such a great yeah. big place.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh. It was just a great big room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And had shelves in it and had cupboards where mm-hmm. we put the preserved fruit, not preserved, because we put that in the... cottonseed.
Uh-huh, put that in the cotton. Well, did you have any a piece of furniture in the kitchen to put, like, dishes and things in?
Oh, yeah, we had a safe.
Oh, a safe? Uh-huh, yeah.
We had two safes.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And this Elizabeth that I was talking about from Helena, she came up here one day in her car, and she saw one, and she took it home and made it over. And she was smart as she could be anyhow. She could do anything. Mm-hmm. So that's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And took that big thing home in that car, but she had a big car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not a station wagon, mm-hmm. but a big car. She and Dorothy were about the same.
Oh, they were about the same.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, like talking about the daily housework, what would the women have to do every morning to the house when they...
Well, most people had servants because you could get them for little or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a room out in the